Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Spider-Man and Invincible team up, heads back to print.
Mike Deodato shoots down AI accusations.
Kevin Feige draws Ultimate Endgame cover.
This is Comic Book Club News for December 16, 2025.
After dropping as a surprise in blind bags for Invincible Universe Battle Beast number 1, and in advance of the release of Invincible Omnibus Volume 1, Marvel Team Up number 14, aka the classic issue where Spider-Man and Invincible teamed up, will get reprinted by Skybound. Written by Robert Kirkman with art by Corey Walker, the issue came out back in 2005, crossing over the fledgling Image Comics universe with the Marvel Universe. And thanks to the popularity from the blind bags earlier this year, now you can read it all on its own. Already own the issue? Don't worry, there are plenty of covers to choose from. Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson, Ryan Ottley, Mark Bagley, and Alex Seviak. Marvel Team Up number 14 will hit stores on March 4, 2026. Or if you want to read the issue in continuity, you can pick up Invincible Omnibus on April 1st, 2026, which reveals why and how Invincible ended up in the Marvel U. AWA's $100,000 plus grossing Kickstarter for Ultimate Oz has been accused of AI usage online, but not so, says artist Mike Deodato Jr. Said Deodato in an email to Comic Book Club, quote, "I am not using AI. I guess people will always talk even with videos of me drawing the very book from scratch. Anyways, if even my good friend and hyper-talented Dan Panosian was accused of using AI, he never did, then I guess I am in good company. The book in question is a reimagining of Oz by writers Cullen Bunn and Larry King, and artist Mike Deodato Jr., along with a foreword by Elton John, titled Ultimate Oz Universe: The Lost Lands Collector's Edition. With the book finally getting sent out to fans this week after the successful Kickstarter campaign, some have taken to the internet on sites like Blue Sky and Reddit to post bits from the book questioning whether AI was used. Panels called out include several different looks for characters like the Tin Man and multiple different takes on the Oz skyline. Kickstarter policy does not ban projects using AI, but usage of the technology must be disclosed by projects. Consequences of lack of disclosure, if there is unreported AI usage, would be suspension of the project. Ultimate Endgame number 1 will kick off Marvel's True Believers blind bag program, featuring a series of one-of-a-kind sketches inserted into random bags. And at least one of those sketches will be by Marvel Studios chief Kevin Feige. Per Brian Cronin over at CBR, various members of the Marvel Studios visual development team will be providing covers alongside Marvel Comics artists like Mark Bagley and Peach Momoko. While other covers have been shown off, Feige's remains a mystery. The big question here is, does Kevin Feige know how to draw? While he attended USC for a film degree, as far as has been reported, Feige was always heading towards a producer role, not a creative one. And certainly not, say, as a secret storyboard artist or anything. So will this reveal a surprising talent from the MCU chief, or will it be a bunch of stick figures and happy faces? We'll know more when the blind bags hit on December 31st. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And hey, maybe if the whole running the MCU thing falls through, Feige will have a new career to fall back on.
Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.